budget workshop for the County of Sonoma. On the live line with us is Supervisor David Rabbit. Good morning, Supervisor Rabbit.
Good morning, Pat.
Sounds like 2 days of absolute fun and probably mayhem going on, trying to figure out how to fill in the gap where that $45 million hole is. How's it going?
Well, it's not the, you're right. It's not the most fun in the world, but it's very necessary.
Yes.
So we've had each department come through and talk about their proposals, where they would cut, and what program, how it would affect their overall department and service deliveries. It provides an opportunity for the board then to ask questions and try to find, different ways around things. This is really just a workshop, like you said, and we'll come back in September and actually pass the budget then. But it gives us an opportunity between now and then to follow through on the questions and the information that we find out these 2 days to kind of hone in on a proposal that we can have a balanced budget in September.
And how will the federal stimulus money affect this effort, Supervisor Abbott?
Well, thank God we have it. I mean, we've spent about $25 million in the health department alone dealing with COVID. So that's directly taken care of through the CARES Act dollars. It was an interesting year. Prior to the COVID, things were moving along quite well and the economy was relatively strong. Perhaps not for everyone, but in terms of the revenues coming into the county, it was. And then things just stopped. And then not only that, the revenue went way down, 30% on TOT alone and sales tax revenues and everything else. But then the additional costs of dealing with COVID came on top of that. The CARES offset is welcome, obviously, but it still leaves us, like you said earlier, at a little over a $45 million deficit.
And one of the things that's up when these budget concerns are aired and cuts are being discussed is the sheriff's helicopter program, Henry One, and the possibility of suspending that program. How likely is that?
Well, we had a discussion about that yesterday. I mean, Henry One is a valuable program. I think they do about 1,000 missions a year, rescue about 100 people, and not only for Sonoma County, really, but really for the whole North Bay.
Yeah.
We've gone through that in the past where it's been on the chopping block and we found ways to save it. You know, I think it really goes back to, for me, what's important in each individual department is to really identify what are those things that are mandated that we do, because we are an arm of the state and federal government. We carry out programs. We have no choice but to carry out those programs. But then what are those things that we do that we have more discretion over? It's the things that, unfortunately, and they're good things, it's the things that we have discretion over are the things that we can, that we have to cut. There might be more efficient ways to do certain things that are mandated, but we've pretty much squeezed a lot of that out of efficiency out of those things. We have very, very good department heads and, cutting edge on that front. So it really makes for some difficult choices. All the programs are so worthy of maintaining,
yeah.
But at the end of the day, you have to balance the budget and you have less funds to spend.
Yeah, hence those tough calls. And that workshop continues this morning at 8:30 a.m., so just a little over half an hour from right now. Will today be just like yesterday, only different departments coming forth?
Yeah, exactly. Yesterday we had the Justice departments as well as the admin departments within the county administrator's office, county council, HR, those kind of offices. Today will be more of the planning, development, human services, health services. It's another big day, but again, I think it's important to kind of have each individual department come through, talk about how they see their budgets, and the revenues for each department are different, are affected differently. They're funded in different ways, so general fund, heavy departments are going to feel one pressure, while funds that may not be cut as deeply in other departments are going to feel something different. It's really going to be, again, up to us come September to kind of put all that pieces of the puzzle together, figuring out how we can provide the best service for Sonoma County with the resources that we have.
Absolutely, and we do expect some significant cuts due to the pandemic and other things. And I know the board is trying to figure out now how to make all of that hurt as little as possible. We'll look forward to the outcome. Supervisor Abbott, thanks for being here.
Hey, thank you, Pat. Appreciate it.